Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Holy Spirit, rain down on us this morning. We need your Holy Spirit. Father God, we just come in the name of Jesus. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Rain down on us, Holy Spirit, as we have gathered in this virtue sanctuary, alive. Amen. We thank you that we are alive and Christ is alive in us. As the Holy Spirit rains down, as we have gathered again this morning, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we gather here on this global online church. We send our greetings and our blessings to all that are listening in near and far. We thank God for the means of technology, the means of the Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for Facebook, and we thank God for Twitter and LinkedIn. We thank God for all the social media platforms where we are able to teach and preach and praise and pray and lift up the name of Jesus. For all those that may be listening in live right now, we send our blessings to you. We send grace and peace to you and your household. We speak peace over the nations this morning. We speak peace over the land. We speak peace over our lives, over our families, over our communities, over our cities, near and far. We speak peace over the continents, North America, South America, Africa, Australia, Asia, European nations. We speak peace, the peace of God upon the lives of people today, as the Holy Spirit rains down on us. We give God all the honor and praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We welcome you. We pray that you were blessed by our opening praise song, Holy Spirit Rain Down. That was Minister Alvin Slaughter, very familiar passage of our worship song. And as we continue our series here on the gathering, on the kingdom gathering of kingdom citizens on this online church, on this online ecclesia, for those that have been called out for a time such as this. This is Apostle Minetta Hare. We are live from the city of Detroit. And we just bless God this morning. We thank God for his Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit in the midst of us this morning as we continue our series on the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? So for the last 2 months, we have been sharing, we have been teaching, preaching, praying with you and all those that have listened in about the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We had Elder Pastor Jenny Elders as our co-teacher and our co-host. We send blessings to her as the Lord continues to revive, refresh, and restore her. We want you, beloved, to know over the last several weeks, we have covered who is the Holy Spirit. That's our main theme. The fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so today, beloved, today, this is like almost a hot topic, a hot subject of talking about the gifts of tongues. Amen. If you were with us last week, Elder Jenny laid a foundation talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, looking at the book of Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 2. I strongly encourage you to go back to our podcast, our archives, where you can listen in 24/7 at no cost, that you would go back and listen in. When we started the session, the teaching, the series on the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit? You will be blessed, strengthened, inspired, informed, encouraged, and empowered by the teaching and the preaching that we have shared here on the Gathering Online Church at no cost, beloved. I strongly encourage you to do that. As a matter of fact, I challenge you to do that. that you would use it as a course, as a class, with your Bible, with something to write with, something to write on, and just write down all the passages of scriptures that we have shared with you, podcasts in this series. Because our overall theme for 2016 is spiritual maturity, spiritual growth, spiritual development. So our theme is, for 2016, true, authentic discipleship. True, authentic discipleship. That is our goal. That is our plan. That is our purpose. And that is our mission here on the Gathering Online Church. And so each Sunday as we gather, we are sharing with you biblical foundations for building strong disciples. That means you and me. We must remain teachable. No matter what title, position, no matter how long you've been walking with the Lord, whether you're a bishop, or apostle, or prophet, evangelist, a teacher, a pastor, beloved, you must remain teachable. And our greatest teacher is the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. He's our comforter. Amen. He's the revealer of truth. As we have shared with you many of the attributes and characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Go in, beloved. You will be blessed. So today, beloved, as we share in the remaining time about is speaking in tongues for today. Many say your heavenly language. And as you go back and you listen in, we started sharing about the power of the tongue, speaking in tongues. And so many of you may have questions, may have comments. And we do have a live number that you can call in the next 30 minutes. We will be taking prayer requests. Maybe you want us to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. We want to be in a prayer of agreement with you. And that number is 1-347-72. That's our live number. If you have a question, if you have a comment, or if you have a prayer request, we want to be in a prayer of agreement with you today, beloved. Amen, amen. So I want to give a couple of passages of scriptures that I want you to read during your own personal time of prayer and meditation and Bible study. Found in the book of Acts, I recommended several, probably over 2 months ago, that I encourage you to read the entire book of Acts. That's still one of the assignments here on the Gathering Online Church, the book of Acts. So, one passage of scripture that's very familiar, found in book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. 1:8, Acts 1:8, amen. Then I want you to read another passage of familiar scripture found in the book of Acts, chapter 2. I want you to read the entire chapter, amen, in the book of Acts, amen. And then, beloved, I want you to read and study out in the book. We know you're going to read the entire book of Acts, but I want to give you some other passages of scripture that I want you to read found in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Matthew 3:11. Amen. Amen. And Luke 11:13. So, those particular passages of scripture, I want you to read them for your own edification in Jesus' name. Amen? And so I want to read a couple of passages of scripture in Acts 2, starting at verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen, amen. That's the word of God for the people of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. That question I ask today, is tongues or is speaking in tongues for today? Is speaking in tongues for today? So, beloved, when we look at the book of Acts in this particular chapter, and we see how the tongues, the power of the tongues, came upon the people of God in that upper room, that 120. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 120 that Jesus said they were to wait in Jerusalem until the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, according to Acts 1:8. Jesus told them to wait. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. This is what Jesus told the disciples. God changes not. As you go back and you listen in, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so this is a very controversial topic, subject. But based on the word of God, and God changes not, and the Holy Spirit is in the earth today. And so based on what Jesus said, based on what even John the Baptist said to us, amen, let's look at that. I think that's 11. Let me make sure. I think it's 11. No, it's not 11. Oh, goodness. I got this, had the scripture in my mind, and it just went away. Where John the Baptist is speaking and telling those that are following him that a greater one is coming, and that he would baptize them with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit and fire. So, beloved, none of this has changed. Amen? This has not changed. God has not changed. Amen. His Holy Spirit has not changed and adapted to us. But, beloved, this stands forever. Amen. It is Luke 11:13. Luke 11:13. Let me read that for you. It was one of the homework scriptures that I gave you. Luke 11:13 says, beloved, this is still foundational. If then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's Jesus speaking to us in the Holy Word. And then Matthew 3:11. Matthew 3:11. And Matthew 3:11, again, says, this is John the Baptist, the baptizer speaking, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Amen. So, beloved, John the Baptist told us that we would be baptized with the Holy Spirit with fire. Amen. And then Jesus says to us, if we ask for the Holy Spirit, that our Heavenly Father would not withhold the Holy Spirit from us. And so I want to read, as I read in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, I want to read that again, because the question that must be answered, that you must answer, is tongues, is speaking in tongues for today? So verse 4 in Acts 2 says again, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So, beloved, as we look, we saw that the Holy Spirit was first poured out upon believers on the day of Pentecost, when those disciples were all gathered together waiting for the gift. Amen. The gift. It's a gift. You must receive the gift. They were waiting for the gift that Jesus reminded them God the Father had promised them. So that's why I read it is a gift, beloved. It's important for you to pay attention and to note that when the gift of the Holy Spirit was given to those assembled, that's what it says. They were on one place and on one accord. They were in one mind and of one spirit, beloved. That's key. They were all on one accord. They were in one place. That's what verse 1 of chapter 2 is telling us. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place, one mind. So the gift of speaking in tongues has never been revoked. Did you hear what I said? The gift of tongues, the gift of speaking in tongues has never been revoked. It has never been taken away. It has never been taken back by God. It has never been taken back by Jesus. It's never been taken back by the Holy Spirit. And if you are listening in today, beloved, it is still available to you, to me, to all believers who will receive it today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but right now. Our God is a right now God. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Receive the gift of speaking in tongues. It's a gift, beloved. Ask your Heavenly Father, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Read through the rest of that passage of Scripture that is found in Luke 3. Amen. Read the rest of the chapter of what the Word of God is speaking to you and speaking to me this day, beloved. What that gift, this great gift, that is available to you. It's available to you right now, beloved. Do you want to receive the gift of speaking in tongues? Think about what Jesus has spoke to us in this passage of Scripture. I want to go back to Luke 11. Luke 11. And when we look at what the Scripture says to us as we seek, as we ask, as we knock, as we seek. Amen. And verse 9, it says, I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. So, beloved, as we have witnessed to the word of God, as we have seen the gift of speaking in tongues, it's a part of the whole range of gifts that are given to us through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As I shared with you several weeks ago, and you can go back. But as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 through 30, does everyone have all of the gifts? In reading that chapter and that passage of scripture for your hearing, now you are Christ's body and you are members of it, each part severely and distinct. So God has appointed some in the church, his own use, for his own use. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. Then, wonder workers. Then, those with ability to heal the sick. Helpers, administrators. Different tongues or speakers in different unknown tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all have the power of performing miracles? Do all possess extraordinary powers of healing? Do all speak with tongues? There it is, beloved. Do all interpret? That's 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27 through 30. God changes not, beloved. See, the obvious answer to all of these questions is no. What Apostle Paul is saying here is that not everyone operates in these gifts in the church. However, beloved, that does not mean that not everyone will receive any particular gift. As we study this out, this may sound a little confusing, and let me explain by giving another example. Not everyone has the gift of healing in the sense that they can launch into a full-time ministry of healing people. But, beloved, remember, every believer does have the power within them to lay hands on the sick and believe they shall recover, as Jesus taught in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. Are you a believer? And if you are, beloved, Jesus plainly says in this passage that one of those signs will accompany you is that you will have the power to drive out demons, to speak in tongues, and lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That is part of universal faith in which all of us as believers are empowered to operate in our everyday lives. Every day, beloved. And in James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, we are told that we can anoint the sick with oil and pray the prayer of faith over them, and they will be restored to health. Believe, beloved. So that you and I, we don't need a special gift from the Holy Spirit to exercise our faith to lay hands on the sick. The same is true of speaking in tongues. Not everyone has the gift of tongues to stand up in a congregation and speak in tongues with interpretation, which would equal a prophecy given in the church or, say, worship service in the gathering. But hear what I'm saying, beloved. Every believer who receives, again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit has been given the ability to pray in tongues and to speak to God in our own individual prayer language. That's key. I don't want you to miss that. You as a believer in Jesus Christ, and you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have been given the power, you've been given the ability to pray in tongues and to speak, amen, to our God Almighty, in your own personal, your own individual prayer language. I hope you're receiving based on the word of God. Is speaking in tongues for today. Maybe you just tuned in. And it's a hot topic. It's a subject that you've been seeking and you've been inquiring. We have given you some foundational scriptures to build you up, beloved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, the word of the Lord, the Holy Scripture says, "For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truth and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. But on the other hand, the one who prophesies, who interprets the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching, speaks to men for their upbuilding," here it is, "and constructive spiritual progress and encouragement and consolation," beloved. That's what, in speaking in unknown tongues, you're speaking to the Heavenly Father. Amen. That is in your personal prayer closet, your personal prayer language, that by the Holy Spirit, you've been given the power, you've been given the ability to pray in tongues. Receive. You've been given the power to speak to God in a heavenly language, in a holy language. Amen. And then for men and women who prophesy, who speak, who preach, who teach, it is for to build up the body, to build up the people of God, to build up kingdom citizens, to guide, to direct, to instruct your spiritual growth, your spiritual maturity, your spiritual development, by encouragement and consolation. So, beloved, I want you to understand, as we gather here on this kingdom gathering, this online church, this ecclesia, for those that have been called out, as we build you up to be apostolic and prophetic kingdom citizens for a time such as this. Beloved, in a Bible study, compel and compiled, I should say, compiled by well-respected Bible teacher and scholar Benson Jennings Drake. There is a note on Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 8, which is the account of the disciples speaking in tongues on the day of Pentecost. And of this incident, Drake writes, this is what this Bible scholar and teacher wrote, this: the speaking in tongues was similar to the Spirit speaking through the prophets in their own language. Only here, it was with different languages. That's what this Bible scholar, teacher, Vince Jenny Drake, that speaking in tongues was similar to the Spirit, similar to the Holy Spirit speaking through the prophets in their own language. Only here it was with different languages, with an S. So, beloved, in other words, just as God can speak to you and to me and to us through prophets who are speaking in their own language, it could be Spanish, English, it could be Dutch, it could be Zulu, it could be Xhosa, it could be Chinese, Japanese. As the prophets are speaking in their own natural language, or a language we can understand, we can also speak by the power of the Holy Spirit, giving us utterance that you will understand. He can also speak to us in unknown languages or languages we do not understand, which has to be interpreted for our benefit. So let me read, beloved, go back to Acts chapter 1. I read up to verse 4. Amen. Acts chapter 2, I'm sorry. Acts chapter 2. I read from 1 to 4, but now I want to read verse 5, 6, 7, and 8, Acts chapter 2. And it says, for your hearing, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude, meaning the people, came together and were confused because everyone heard them speaking in their own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, they are not all these who speak Galatians, they were all marvel and amazed, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? So, beloved, if they were speaking in Russian or Spanish or Dutch or English, because they had gathered from all the nations under heaven. And so there were multiple languages present in Jerusalem. People from all the different nations, all the different countries. But they all were amazed and marveled, seeing that they understood. They had their own language. My native tongue language is English. So if I was there and speaking in English and others were speaking in their native language, I understood from a standpoint of English. Oh, beloved, I want you to know that the writer even says the reason Drake is speaking, this author, this Bible scholar, from this note, Drake is that many people who speak in tongues at the moment they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit think that they can never exercise the gift again. So what Drake continues on saying is that though speaking in tongues is done through immediate inspiration in this passage of Scripture by those new recipients of the Holy Spirit, when one has thus received the gift of speaking in tongues, it is then becomes a part of their mental makeup so that they can, if they desire to do so, exercise it without direct inspiration. That is, although we may speak in tongues by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, at the time we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that does not mean we can't continue to speak in tongues on our own whenever we choose to do so, such as when we pray. I hope you're receiving is speaking in tongues for today. Based on the Word of God, based on the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, they change not. The Word changes not. God changes not. Jesus changes not. The Holy Spirit changes not, beloved. So, the reason that I've included this note is that many people who speak in tongues at the moment they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit think that they can never exercise this gift again. And that is wrong. Beloved, once you receive the gift of tongues, it is yours. Once you receive the gift, it is yours. You can exercise it at your will, which you should do regularly, especially when you pray. But that doesn't mean that you have the gift of speaking in out in tongues in a worship service, which would require interpretation so that someone who hears can understand the message and be edified by it. I hope that's answering your question this morning. And whatever time you may be listening to it, beloved, speaking in tongues for today. Yes. It's the gift of tongues for today. Yes. As the biblical scholar and teacher, Drake said, this is why the vocal gifts of prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues is commanded to be regulated and even judged as to whether it be under direct inspiration or whether the person is exercising a gift of himself. See, beloved, we must remember that a distinction occurs between tongues as a prayer language and a message from God that is delivered.